This episode is sponsored by the Midwest Marks Podcast, where we talk about everything wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, come give us a listen. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast.
You are now rocking with Kane the Destroyer.
Kane the Destroyer.
Yo, 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 we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, a.k.a. True Lover Lover, True Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover, I'm Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, y'all. Hey.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on with you, baby girl?
Living life, I guess. Yeah. I'm living.
Yeah, I see you are back again. You just can't get enough of grown folks talking. Sip, huh?
You know, sipping on this water. Seems like it's a good thing. A little bit therapeutic on this motherfucker.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm sipping on water too, but I'm sipping on adult water. I'm sipping on more of adult water right here. Yes, I got a little bit of vodka going on. A little vodka and cranberry. I love that shit. I don't know about you, but I do get my little sippy on. That little sippy from Mississippi. And we might have a little guest on with us again tonight. We might have another guest on here. Keep your fingers crossed. We might not. But in the meantime, let's get to it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Check this out, though. Tonight, we are going to talk about relationships, y'all. Man, and everybody know. You know what? We all have experienced different types of relationships. Whether it's good, whether they bad, where you know what I'm saying, whether you know you fucked up, whether they know they fucked up. I mean, that's something everybody has in common. You at least experienced it. Even if it's just one time, you know what I'm saying, you have experienced it. So what do you think about relationships?
They're not for everybody.
Some people are just meant to be single. Well, I can't say some people are just meant to be single, because sometimes you just ain't ran to that right person, you know.
Well, I guess I ain't ran to that right person because I feel like I'm meant to be single.
You feel like you meant to be single?
Yes.
Man, I mean, currently I'm single currently, but I'm single by choice. Yeah, I mean, because man, I be feeling like women don't be want to do right. You know what I'm saying? I guess it seemed like to me, it seemed like for you to get a woman, you have to choke a bitch, slap her around a little bit to keep her. And I don't be wanting to do all of that. I don't even want to go through all that. That's too much energy for me.
Now, considering what I just went through, that is not. It's not what we want around here, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, that would seem like it said like you gotta do an elbow drop on the motherfucker every now and then. I mean, I'm cool with hitting that factory reset button every now and then, but damn. Nigga, I don't want to hurt you and shit just to keep you.
I don't mind you putting a little bass in your voice. to, you know, get your point across. If you're going through some struggle, you, yeah, you know, you need to do that, sit down and straighten it out. Mm. Conversation. And to get some attention, you got to do that. Yeah. But, I'm too old for that fight. And I realize this, Thursday, that I am so tired of fighting.
Yeah.
I'm physically, mentally, and emotionally tired of fucking fighting. I mean, like, I allowed my ass to get beat. That's how fucking tired I am. So, get in. Now.
Hey, I feel that, man. But I'm not a big fan of having to put my hands on someone, man. I actually had a relationship where this girl, she wanted to break up with me because I didn't put my hands on her. Like, real talk. Because I didn't. And I'm like, bruh, really?
Of toxicity.
Yes. Yeah, she said the reason why, because she was so used to guys roughing her up or whatever like that, that she felt like it wasn't love if I didn't goddamn DDT her ass. Mm-hmm.
So. If this shit don't sound like Ari Fletcher, stupid ass.
Boy. Man. And I'm like, bruh. I'm telling her, I had to tell her, I'm like, baby, listen, yeah, baby, I gotta hurt you just to make you feel like you loved. Is that what everybody doing nowadays?
Well, let's see. Let's examine a few different scenarios.
Okay.
In movies, some kind of way, violence has been romanticized. Have you ever seen the movie Fear? With Reese Witherspoon and Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. I came out like in 98, late 90s.
I can't say I did.
So, and it was cool when Marky Mark's around here, just a little touchy psycho here and there. When that motherfucker started really jumping out the way, like, her daddy was like, hell no.
Yeah.
To kill everybody to be with Reese Witherspoon's character. What is it? Back in the day, the movie Color Purple is another example, like, because that's even further back where it was dated that. What's up?
Hey, oh, we have a guest tonight. Miss Red is in here. Cashmere, this is Miss Red. Miss Red, this is Cashmere.
Hello. I'm waving like you can see me.
Yeah, Miss Red, check this out. We having a little conversation about relationships.
Oh,
snap. Yes, boy. Cashmere. No, I was telling Cashmere that this is one of the situations that everyone has experienced this. I mean, whether it's been good or bad, I know you might have a few stories you might want to tell Ms. Red, you know what I'm saying? But I think this is one of the things that we all know we have experienced, whether it was good or bad. And Cashmere was saying a few words on how she thought about relationships.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Cashmere, do you want to finish elaborating?
Yeah, we were talking about the whole domestic violence part of it, like how it's romanticized. Remember the Color Purple that Sophia went to Whoopi Goldberg's character, and she was like, "You told Harpo to beat me," and she explained like how her life she had to fight. Whoopi's character was so used to being beaten that she thought that was just part of life. Like, that is what your husband did to you. And back in the day, women just accepted that throughout the ages, that your husband would beat you. And some kind of way it got translated to, if he didn't beat you, he didn't love you, which is why you got these modern day women who feel that if your man doesn't put his hand on you, or y'all being some type of level of toxic to each other, then that's not love, because that is what we've been shown throughout our lives. Remember, women used to have to be in a submissive role at our point in time, and beating somebody was a symbol of dominance.
It's basically like a control type thing. Like, you know, you feel needed and wanted and all this and that, so you let him beat on you, and then when you try to leave, it's just like he always tell you stuff like, you will never find nobody like me, this and that. And I mean, some women just get used to it. So I guess I always question that. Like, is there something you like for a man to beat on you or what? Because even though modern day was about submissiveness, like I wrote into somebody's status before, I was like, you got to understand the roles have changed over the years. Like, back when women was submissive, the man was the one that went to work and the female was the one that took care of home. Nowadays, the women are the ones that's working, the men are the ones that want to be house monkeys.
Wow.
That
is real as fuck, man. I've been seeing the roles have reversed. You know what I mean? Except me, I ain't gonna play that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lay my big ass in here while you working and shit. I'm not gonna do no dumb ass shit like that. But I have been seeing that's what's going on. But it's a lot of women that want to take up on the role of being the breadwinner of the house.
Yeah,
there's a lot of women that want to take on that role. I mean,
I think it comes from a lot of fact that they didn't detach from their mama titty too quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was just raised by their mama. They didn't have no father figure in their life, and they just feel like a woman's supposed to take care of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's some of it too. I had the situation of, I was the breadwinner, you could say. I was the one who mainly went to work. That's because I'm in an apprenticeship and I got kids, and it was more efficient for him to watch the kids more than it was for me. But I never know when I'm going to get called and where I'm going to get sent to. Like, I just have to get up at 3:00 in the morning to be to work at 6:00. So, I'm an electrician, a wireman, apprentice. Last year, this shit's almost over. So happy, but it was more efficient for him to stay home. But it does not mean that he could not work, because the same way the guys I work around, the old lady got up and went to work after they put the kids to school, he could have did the same thing. He just chose not to, and it didn't bother me because he still had his own money coming in because he was in the service. So it didn't bother me. It wasn't like he was just sitting at home on his ass, not bringing shit in.
That's totally different. At least you know he had some type of form of income or something coming in.
Yeah. So that's cool. I was fine with that. But as far as you just sitting your big ass down and not bringing nothing in here, like, that wasn't going to work. Because at one point, they was trying to make him, like, 100% disabled. It was vivid. There's all these different disability things with people. And there's one where you're unemployable, and then there's one that you're employable. And the unemployable one was, like, going to get him his money faster. And that basically meant he couldn't get no job. He couldn't go to school. He was going to school, and I was fine with that. And when they was talking about making him unemployable, bullshit. I ain't signed up for you not to get no job. I ain't signed up for you not to go to school.
That's your money.
But your ass, like, about to go to school, you gonna do something around this motherfucker, because these kids gonna see we going to school and we getting this in here. We ain't giving up now.
Always had a problem, no lie. It don't be intentionally, but I always have a problem with trying to help people out. Like, I had a friend guy who I actually, like, I would know him for a while or whatever. We had a little bit behind us or whatever, a little past. But I ended up having to come up here and I helped him out a little bit, you know? Until he got on at my job, which that was horrible, because once he started working, he was talking about how he was a pretty boy, he worked too hard, all this and that, and once he got his first paycheck, he was just like, basically, I'm ready to go back to Mississippi. I said, you know what? Okay, go. I'm not gonna hold you back, nothing. But that'd be my problem. I try to help people. But I got to the point where I'm just like, you know what? We don't have no ties together. The only person that I'm supposed to be supporting is my daughter and nobody else.
Word.
Yeah.
Cause like I said, it'd be guys that really, really like will act like they cannot work, they can't do nothing. They just want to sit at home and watch TVs. At least, you know, your guy was still bringing something in rather than somebody that just basically just sitting here like a big old kid, but you grown, overgrown kid.
Nah, I at least have a dude with the bare minimum. I realized after that I don't want the bare minimum, but I used to have the bare minimum that you had to have a job, a car, and a place to stay because you need to get your ass to work and go where you need to go because you can't use not one of my vehicles. I don't give a damn how many sitting out there. They got my name on, not yours. You need a job to support yourself and pay your bills because I can't give you none of my money. And need a place to stay because you can't come live in my house. So I have those three minimums that your ass need to have. And if you ain't got that, I ain't got no time for you.
Word.
Okay, I'm finna put my friend girl in this situation, right? Okay, so when do y'all think the too much is, like, too much? So I have a friend girl. As of now, she's still dealing with the guy. They've been talking for almost a year now. And throughout the time, he just stole her money. He's from Chicago. He's from Chicago, and we stay in Rock Island, Illinois. It's, like, farther. It's, like, 3 hours apart. I don't know how she even met him. But anyway, he wrecked two of her cars, stole her money, went back to Chicago, came back, reappeared, then stole some more money and disappeared again. And I'm not the type of friend to be like, how do y'all like talk to y'all friends about stuff like that? Because I'm not the type of person to just be like, oh, you need to leave him alone. Because what do you tell a person not to leave him alone? It doesn't mean anything because they still gonna go back.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so true. That bitch is stronger motherfucker than me because you got one time me not feel like I can leave something around your ass. We got some problems. I like to leave money at. When I come home, I just empty my fucking pockets. And if when I come back, I expect my money to be where the fuck is at.
Word.
Nah, now. We all grown and we gonna do what we wanna do. But I tell my friends, it's like I expect my friends to fucking tell me, bitch, you stupid. What the fuck you doing? We all get a reality check. And I love it when a motherfucker can give me a reality check too.
Yeah,
well, she was talking to me because a situation I was going through, and she kind of like basically, like how she came at me with it, and she got mad at me because I was like, okay, you talking about him, but he ain't wrecked none of my cars, he ain't stole nothing from me. He just pisses me off from time to time.
There was a pot calling the kettle black situation.
I hate stuff like that. Like you're going through a whole worse situation I'm going through. I'm just going through a situation where this guy is just getting on my nerves every freaking night for no reason. As he told him, because he was bored.
Wow. Bring some excitement to your life.
No.
Man,
he told me he was bored.
Hey, man, so he wanted to... Go ahead.
I just said y'all need to break out trouble. He fucking bored.
Yeah. I mean that. I don't feel like that was right for her to compare y'all situations.
No, I'm the one that compare. Because she was trying to come at me about him saying this and that. Oh, he ain't got no job yet. Blah blah blah. Okay, first of all, he just moved up here. Second of all, you got a whole boyfriend that can get a job who, even though he's not from this area, he's from Illinois still. He's from Mississippi, so it takes a while for a person from out of state to get a job here anyway.
Yeah.
You get adjusted and everything. You got to find out where everything is.
Well, I got him a job at where I was working at. So he had a legit ride to work every day because I go to work every day.
Oh, well, yeah.
So it was no excuses.
No excuses. He just said he was too much of a pretty boy to do the type of work he was doing.
Oh, wow.
A pretty boy.
See, that's why I like trees.
Huh?
That's why I like trees.
Why you like trees?
I like trees. I don't like flowers. I like a tree. I like to plant trees. I don't want no fucking flower. I'm too rough to deal with a flower. The fuck?
You say you too rough?
Hell yeah, now.
Yeah,
wait, and I like them rough too, though. That's why I don't like light skinned guys, to be honest.
Wait, wait, wait. We don't want my color people,
man. I don't like light skinned guys, baby. My baby dad is light skinned. That was 3 years, 5 years of everything. My baby daddy got hazel green eyes and is lighter than me. No more.
So light skinned guys is a no go for you right now.
But for me, no. No. We can't have two conceited people in the house. One of us gotta give in. And that's me. I'm the conceited one.
So basically you looking in the mirror, make sure you presentable, and he looking in the mirror a whole lot longer than your ass is.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Boy.
I like my man to know he look good. Go up in that hair on his business and bring his ass out.
Yeah.
Right. It's the woman that's supposed to take her time getting ready and everything. We gotta do makeup, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. Oh, all y'all gotta do, take a little shower, look in the mirror a couple of times, make sure you know your hair right, whatever. It ain't what y'all have to do.
That's real.
I'm a nigga because that's all I do.
You what?
I'm a nigga because that's all I do. I go take my shower, make sure I ain't got no hair. Or fenty up this face. Put my clothes on, like, you ready?
I mean, you have to make sure that you're presentable. You know what I mean? If you're going out, make sure you're presentable, bro. I don't say me personally. I'd be like, my woman has to look better than me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in the mirror longer than my woman is. Because I feel like if a man... Okay, if a woman already gonna take about 45 minutes to make sure she's on point, I don't want to be the man that if she take 45, I don't want to take 50.
You take like 2 hours.
Yeah, I don't be like that. I mean, it's not that fucking serious.
Like a female to feel bad, like, dang, only spent 45 minutes, he been enough for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
The damn restaurant closed now, nigga. We might as well cook at home.
Hell yeah. Shit. It was happy hour we got it before we went. Now goddamn happy hour over with. Shit.
Yeah, my sleep game on point. If you take longer than me, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to lay in that bed. It's going to get a little too comfortable. And it's night-night time.
Night-night. Oh, with. You can count to 10. You can count to 100. It's over. Man,
this is why I say be ready when I come.
Yeah, but I do know guys that do be in that mirror. You know what I'm saying? A little long. You know what I'm like, bro, we're just going to the fucking taco shack. And you're not even going inside the business.
He may meet somebody.
It's on the outside. We not going inside the establishment. We going on the outside. Bruh, really?
You may meet somebody now. You may meet somebody. Because Lord knows, I don't meet a lot of fine-looking specimens looking balmy as a motherfucking Walmart.
Hey, hold on now. Hey, you can't hit on Walmart now. Because I remember one point in time where me and a couple of my homies, we used to look good just to walk around Walmart.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Cause hell, the dude I was telling you about that I called dude for 4 years, I met his ass in Walmart. Funniest shit ever.
Hey, I was everybody in Walmart.
I was sick as a dog going up in that bitch. I had on oversized clothes. I was just trying to get my cold medicine and leave.
Yeah.
We he in line in front of me, and he looked back. I do the little nod. I ain't good at doing the head nod. My black card ain't all there, so it looked a little awkward. And he like chuckled, and he turned back around. Then he gets to the cashier, and he knows that it's a transgender, and he didn't know how to react to that. So his eyes looked back at me, and he got these different color eyes, and they were like dart back and forth, like what the fuck do I do? And I was over at the candy.
Just love his ass. Well, I'm telling you, Jenna got it in
mind. I would try my best not to laugh. I just tell you, damn kid.
I mean, be honest though, bro. I'm not threatened by no transgender. You know what I mean? I look at him. And keep on going.
He was confused because she had very long brown curly hair and looked like a woman straight up until she spoke. And that's when you heard it. And that's the whiz ass.
Oh, shit. Oh,
fuck. The look on his face was utter confusion on his face was just like, what the fuck? He didn't know what, like, he wanted to check out, but he wasn't sure, like, how to address, because, you know, we're in the South, we be saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, sir, not like that, hey, how you doing?
Right.
In a little 5 seconds, and this motherfucker was just shell shocked. I was struggling to make his little purchase.
I was so confused.
So he leave and I go ahead and pay for my stuff. He go out the opposite door from me, and then when I'm walking out, I don't know how the fuck he end up making his way down to the other end of the building, but he was outside waiting on my ass, and he come up speaking, and I'm like, what? And he trying to holler. I'm like, I was confused because I knew I looked like shit that night.
Hey, I promise you though, sometimes you feel like you don't look like anything, but when somebody try to talk to you, just like, but it's always be that person that like you, you know, when you not at your best.
Yeah, that's my, I had to remember what my mama told me a long time ago. A man will see the best in you when you like shit. Because I remember one day I was picking up trash outside, pissed off that I was having to clean up this damn trash. I was like 17. And that's how I met another one, looking like shit. And mom said, man, see your inner beauty when you look in your worst.
You want to know why? Because that's the best of you. That's before you put on this makeup, before you put on these eyelashes, before you put on your wig and all that other bullshit. That's the best of you right there. That's the
one. Have y'all ever seen those posts where it's like, I have a girl that wear makeup. The first thing I'm gonna do is take her to the swimming pool, because I promise you, makeup does magic to these females.
Oh yes, they do.
Y'all, I have seen so many like different Facebook makeup tutorials and stuff like that. Once they take their makeup off, you just like, hold on, what? Oh, that under that?
Oh no, those damn reels be getting me where they be like, I ain't never been with a baddie, and then they flip on their ass like, yeah. Yeah, I would. I ain't even gay. I'm like, y'all ain't never seen that. Shut up. Y'all ain't gonna
do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Y'all seen a TikTok the other day with a stud. No, have y'all seen Raven?
Mm-mm.
That's all, Raven.
Yes.
Yeah, she don't came a long way from the View now. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, she a stud now, but she fine. And I'm like,
yeah, the glow up is real, because when she was on the View, I don't know who was doing the makeup. Mm. But she look way better now.
Hold on, so Raven, a stud?
Yes, that. That's all right.
Well, she was dressed, unless she was just dressed up like a boy for TikTok. But that's the last thing I saw. Like,
she led. She's the full stud lesbian. She got a girlfriend or a wife and everything.
Now I do know she's a lesbian, but I didn't know she's a stud.
Unless you were just dressing like a boy that day.
Well, she dressed like a boy every day, so she must be in costume every day because her ass is dressing like one.
Hey, damn, that's real, man. I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? I did used to have a crush on Raven, though, back in the day, man. No, when that's on Raven, because I thought she was thick and sexy as hell. But now she like, girl? Wow. Say what,
buddy? That's understandable. She's a very beautiful woman, but she like carpet.
Yeah. Mm. Man, that's crazy. All that I know is, bro, back in the day, when I used to watch Death Song Raven, I used to look at her. I used to be like, damn, Raven. Ooh, wait, girl, you can get it. You can get it. You got this ass. Hey, you ain't got an ass. I will offer. I will offer. Yes. Even if it's, I don't care if, you know what I'm saying, me, I am a Scorpio, so the Scorpios are nasty as hell. So I'm not going to put too much out there. I had some very nasty thoughts about that girl. Very nasty. Okay. Nasty the motherfucker. he freak. She like,
wait,
like,
really? Now that'd be the Aquarius. Y'all think the Scorpio is freaky, but Aquarius is a whole other sign.
Oh shit, here we go with the Aquarius shit.
What?
We go with the Aquarius.
Hey, get to Aquarius, we be lit. We might be a little bipolar and stuff like that, but hey, we straight.
Y'all cry, baby.
No, we not.
Shit. Everyone I ran to be a crybaby.
I can't even be involved in this conversation because I don't
Cashmere,
know.
Cashmere, what's your sign?
Crazy. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, Lord.
No comment.
No comment at all.
How y'all going to be like that? What that mean? I appreciate being left out. Are we just gonna laugh?
Oh, look, all I know, I dated two Virgos in my life and it would never happen again. I don't know how Virgo females are, but as far as Virgo men, it's a no-go for me. One of them stole my whole Xbox.
So you was dating the best guy of the moon type Virgo. You need to come over here online.
I'm a drama. But then I dated another one. He was just as tweaky as the other one. Oh, my mama car. Type
Virgo.
I take it personal. Off the list. I mean, like I said, I guess females might be different from male Virgos because they say it is kind of different in it. But yeah.
A lot of female Virgos are mean as fuck.
You. Yeah, they ain't mean.
What the hell they is? They mean as hell.
I am directly honest.
Oh.
You feel like they being mean, but they just really telling you the hard truth.
Shit. Yeah. Come on, they're mean. They mean as a motherfucker.
I just be honest. I have been honest with everybody I have met lately. Now you know this because you don't heard this shit. I keep telling motherfuckers, I ain't got shit to offer. Bring your ass over here, but I ain't got shit to offer you.
Because if you got something for me.
Boy. Oh shit. She said her line right there.
It's not a line. It's the fucking truth.
But you know what? At first it's like, okay. Trying to be in relationships in your 20s is like, you know, you just like a tryout type thing. When you're in your 30s, it's more like, okay, are we going to be together or what? Because I got other stuff to do than waste my time on somebody else. Baby, I'm 32. No. Back to relationship. I mean, in your 20s, it's like, you know, you basically just try out type thing. But yeah, yeah, the 30s hit different.
They always do.
Shit.
They always do, man, for real.
Because you start feeling like ain't no time, ain't no, I don't feel like wasting my time on something that's not gonna work. Because back then, you know, okay, I had time wasted, but I was in my 20s, so you know, fresh start. But now since I'm 30, yeah, it's like I don't want to sit around somebody that's only gonna waste three to five years of my life, and we don't even end up married or together.
I need them benefits now.
Need them benefits.
I need
How old are you, Cashmere?
31. I need them benefits. I don't understand what you're talking about, cause baby, oh, okay, I just spent 4 years. I should have listened to my ex when he said you need to marry that nigga. I should have married that nigga, and I could have been getting them military benefits. My ex told me you need to marry his ass because they both was in the service. He was like, shit, you need to marry him. You had a baby by him too, good. I'm gonna get you. Better marry his ass. I don't want to get married just for that. Like, girl, you got that good heart. She need to leave that good heart at home. Go ahead and get married. Take your ass down to that courthouse.
Divorce the shit out of after that, huh?
No, well, no, that's what me and my ex was going to do. Me and my ex was going to have a courthouse wedding because I really don't have any friends, to be honest. Like, my social gathering is so small. So I was going to have a little court wedding or whatever, blah, blah. But luckily, thank God, he ended up becoming fucking abusive before me and him, like, actually did it.
Oh, yeah. In the
colors. He showed me a true color.
Girl, I just wanted to go to the JP because it was cheaper.
That too.
I don't believe in paying to help everybody party. The fuck?
My thing is, like I said, I don't even have enough friends to even have a bunch of people there. Like, probably maybe one, two people. One bridesmaid, which is probably my sister. No. It wasn't even worth it. We just could go to the court and get married, and we want to have a big win whenever we find Frank, because he didn't really just mess with anybody either.
Yeah.
You know what I liked about him? I like a guy that don't have a lot of friends.
Hey, be honest, you know what I'm saying? I have been married before, y'all. And I know both of y'all know what the business was about that. But I was surprised at the people that showed up at my wedding and stuff. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a simple, you know, some little wedding. And here's a lot of people in that motherfucker, man. And I knew who was my groomsman was. You know what I'm saying? My groomsman was Money in the Wind, which he been on this podcast a couple times. Money in the Wind, it was Swisher, and it was Kenny Meeks. And then I didn't know she had that many bridesmaids or whatever you call it, and she did, bridesmaid. Okay, correction. I didn't know that many people were gonna show up, but people did show the fuck up, and goddamn, yeah. So it kind of shocked me a little bit because I wasn't really expecting that. I didn't really want no real big wedding, but shit, it's trying to be a real big wedding. Like, for real, for real.
You guys can come to show up for your good days.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised.
Yeah, you'll be surprised, man. People will show up, man. If they want to say that, they were part of something. You know what I mean? Just to say they were part of something, people will show up, bro. You'll be surprised. I promise you would.
Honest, I think it's more probably the fact that they were surprised, want to see if you go through it, or they didn't want to see it happen, but was just there to see if it really did happen.
Probably was.
You know, I think like both sides, the positive, optimistically, pessimistically, whichever way you want to put it.
Yeah, that's real. Man, I was surprised with mine, but we all see how this shit turned out.
You should have invited everybody to the damn divorce then. Right. You came to the fucking divorce.
Damn. Yo, No one comes to the wedding car when we separate.
I saw that. This is like a little meme or actual video somebody made where it's like, hey, when you get divorced, all them same people you invited to the fucking wedding need to come to the damn divorce. I'm like, if I did send one, I know everybody get a gift. I'll be poor. And y'all have my home no more. Mm-mm. Give me this KitchenAid bag. That was $200, motherfucker.
Get back. Ooh, that was funny. I'm sorry. Dang, that was funny.
Sorry, y'all.
No, you straight.
My head hurt.
I ain't gonna lie though. Even though me and him fell off on bad terms and everything, and whatever happened to him happened to him, Kane know what happened. But the best thing I can say about him is he's the only guy that I've ever been with that took me away from working two jobs. Because I promise you, I had three jobs at one point. I just wanted to work. But then he was just like, baby, me and you work at the same place. Soon, you know, he was a temp at the time of the job he was working at. He was like, I'm gonna be making good money. So you don't have to work all these hours and stuff like that. We're gonna find us a place, we're gonna do this. And we did exactly what he said. He had a ride, I had a ride. Like, we was living good. It was just the guy went crazy.
Got a little crazy, huh?
He thought I was gonna cheat on him. Like, Kane know about this cashmere, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
One of the neighbors, like after we broke up, or like maybe like a year after we broke up, told me how he was so insecure that he put the rocks, like we stayed on like a rocky road or whatever, where our trailer was. And he told me that my ex literally put the rocks to see if I was to go anywhere.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
He put the rocks behind my tires. So once I back up, the rocks are like separating everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got that. Wow.
Miss Ray, I got a question.
What's up?
Put your legs there. Let's go and do something to the phone.
Say what?
Oh, that thing doing all this. You got this man stacking up rocks.
Girl, I don't know. I'm like the first year we dated, and I'm like, what the fuck? I have never had that happen to me, but like, I've had crazy relationships before, but that one of 3 years was by far the craziest.
And very interesting.
Is. I mean, he was a good man, I give him that, until he became abusive. Like, this nigga would give me the word if he wanted to. I remember for my, I don't remember if it was a Valentine's Day or for my birthday, but he gave me $100. He bought my daughter, not his child, my daughter and his two kids, all J's, and bought me a pair of J's too. Which I'm too cheap to buy J's, but he got them, so I wore them. They were cute, they were pink.
I don't like,
but he was a good man. It was just when he went crazy.
Yeah.
He went crazy because he was insecure about you cheating and leaving him.
Pretty much. He didn't want me to leave him.
Hey, what kind of booze did you put on his ass?
I didn't do nothing.
You must have did a split on his dick or something.
She had that on that ass.
Hey, nah, I'm gonna tell you what she did. She fought around. She fucked him in a chair. She fucked him in a chair. You don't fuck no man in no damn chair. For all the listeners out there.
Hold up.
Before all my listeners out there, guys, do not let no woman fuck you in a chair.
What the fuck is what's the deal with the chair though?
The deal with the chair is she gonna have full control of your ass and she gonna fuck the shit out you in that fucking chair. And then she gonna have your ass crazy as hell. Because you ain't gonna know what the hell going on. Do not let them women fuck you in a chair.
That's hilarious. Because you can have full control over his ass on top. And if he try to like do the reverse roll on you, shit, you can lock his ass from the bottom. The fuck? I know. I had a he was 6 foot. He was 6 foot. He was 6 feet. Like 85. He was bigger than me too. And he can take the rolling and grind on top. He called himself trying to pull a pole and flip me on my back. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I need you say that. Let me show you how this thing do. Put the weights on the wood. Uh-huh, now what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Hey, I speak for all the men. Cause I'm the only man up on here. I speak for all the men. Listen here, man. Women be having evil shit that they know they're gonna work on you. They know it's gonna work. Cause 9 out of 10, they did it on somebody else. And they can't get rid of that motherfucking right now. They can't get rid of it right now.
No.
Well, you know what my favorite thing to do is come out all around cowgirls and shit. Since I've got older and I have a bad knee now, yeah, I feel it back. That works on me.
She's just a back.
He went, listen. See, when you throw it back, he think he in control. At first, you know, when he hit it from the back or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got something before he start. Boom, boom, back to the ass. Motherfucker start looking confused. Like, hold on, wait. Is she really taking it like this? What is she doing?
Yeah, bum, 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 bum.
I got some tricks on the bottom. Don't play with me.
Dude, damn. Yo, you dangerous, dangerous. You dangerous. Hell,
yeah. Because I like to take control of a lot of situations. If any women listen from here, yeah. Throwing it back, if you got a bad knee like me, it works.
Man, I don't need to be looking for nobody in the daytime with a flashlight. I don't need this shit in my life.
Kicking rocks around and shit.
Man, what?
You trying to bust these nuts now. It ain't really something I'm trying to keep you now. I'm just trying to get it in and get it over with.
get over it. So, okay. So, let me ask y'all both something. Okay, check me out. How long is long enough? You know what I'm saying? How long is long enough? Like, is 15, 30 minutes of passion, 45 minutes of passion, an hour? How long is long enough?
I'll let Miss Ray go first. Nah, okay. You go first. Because he already know my answer.
Okay. So I'm more of a round for round type person, like, to be honest. Because I had the same guy I was just telling y'all about. He was a nympho too. That's probably why, you know, we kind of feed on each other so much. But I feel like maybe the first round, maybe like 30 minutes, you know, we do our little pharmaceuticals. You probably smoke your weed. I drink my alcohol because I do not like guys that drink. Even though I drink, it don't turn out too alcoholic. So we do what we got to do, or whatever. We go again. Maybe the second time, about 20 minutes or something like that. And I mean, if you want another round, whatever. But I'm not the one to go. What I mean by this is, I don't like to go for hours at one time.
Yeah.
We like 1 minute this time, one second, next round is many minutes, next round is many minutes. All that 2 hour shit, that's out the door. No. Around here,
Cashmere, what you think?
Hey, you go, cause let me know I ain't doing a motherfucking thing.
Know what I'm saying? If somebody spent 2 hours on you, the fuck?
Man,
I'm gonna tell you something. Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm just gonna be real. If we fucking for 2 hours, your pussy ain't that good.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we've been around, person. Like, yeah. If you go for that long, I'm going to get bored real quick. Like, okay, why? Let's take a break. Like, I need some water. I need something. No.
2 rounds? No. I mean, if I go 2 hours and it's just round one, your pussy is garbage. It's garbage.
That's what I'm saying. for round one, at least maybe like 20 to 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, yeah. Like, what we got to do, whatever you want to do. No. But you're not going to be doing this. Because either something wrong with you or something wrong with me. And I don't like to hear something wrong with me. I don't like to hear that, oh, I was just nervous shit. Nah.
Yeah.
None of that.
Cashmere?
Well, a member of the short stroke gang.
Oh, wow.
I need my strong 15. Get the fuck out of my house.
Strong?
Damn.
That's a strong 15.
I got shit to do.
So let me bust this nut and get the fuck on down. Now. I got a toy in the closet that can get this shit over with.
I got a toy in the closet to get this shit over with in 2 minutes. All I gotta do is pull up a little video. Okay, do you see some shit that I would like to do in my fantasy?
Relationship sex and or do it. Like one night stand type sex type shit.
No. Relationships are that's but a strong 15 really get it enacted because we got shit to do. Now when we first start, somebody came in here. When we first start, oh hell no. We gotta test out your body. We gotta know what you can do. So I am around.
Well, y'all wanna know something funny? I know we on podcast and everything, but y'all wanna hear something funny.
Okay.
Sure. And don't come out now. It's the same one that ended up like out of me and him started dating when I was like 25. I've been having sex since I was 15. So with that being said, he's the only one that actually found my hotspot. Yes.
Wow.
That is yes. One day me and him was just playing around doing some shit and he found it.
It was on then.
Man.
Girl, I was digmatized
like one
time.
But once that happened, it was just like, wait, I'm confused now. I think I'm in love.
God damn.
I was digmatized.
Huh?
That what it was, digmatized.
That motherfucker had my shit going a whisker, whisker, and I can hear it. I can hear the water boiling up in my vagina, and when that whoosh, whoosh, ah, like, oh, my legs. I thought that was laying open. Shit. Oh, hell okay. No.
Okay. Let me.
In the fucking bed, huh?
Okay, let me ask y'all something. So, when was the time that you realized that this nigga here know what he doing and goddamn, and then every time y'all mess with this certain person, this motherfucker, he making waterworks. He tearing that ass up. So when is enough is enough?
Why would you say
enough? Enough?
Yeah.
No.
It's never enough?
No, if he know what he doing, it's a dead issue. You locked.
Yeah, but if you got your 15-minute rule or if you have your rounds rule and this nigga, he might be handling business within 5 minutes and he making you he making waterworks within
good
5 minutes.
Like
in 5 minutes?
In 5 minutes.
Never had it.
We ain't saying all that now. But good sex like drugs. You gonna come back to it now. You gonna find a way to get back to it.
Yeah.
This motherfucker trying. And
man, now from a guy point of view, now I done ran into some girls that got them shit. Hey, she came on with it, and got them, and then we can go round one, round two, you know what I'm saying? Round three, hey, a lot of times round two be enough.
So you know what?
No.
Out of honesty, I guess I'm one of those type of females that's like, you not finna sit up and do this to me and act like you just did this and know you did this. I'ma get you back. I'm just saying. You know what you're doing, so I'ma know what I'm doing when you end up intact with me.
Yeah.
Cause you're not finna have me out here strong and obsessed and all this, and I don't do that. So I'm gonna make you strong and obsessed and a little bit of crazy.
And that made the sex so fucking wonderful. That makes it wonderful as fuck. Hey, for real. Man, y'all and that big guy, y'all going in on each other. Going in?
You can't sit up and just give a female good woo-woo. Like, you used to these little raggedy-ass females is like, just take it and be like, oh my God, I'm so strong. No, nigga. No. You think I'm finna be the only one strong? We both gonna be strong in this motherfucker. You're not gonna see me no feet and think that. No. At all.
And he gonna come back.
Y'all got me down here on memory lane. We need to get off this subject, kid.
You said it's what? I'm
gonna tell you something. That good sex and shit, that shit will make you focus on one girl. If a man has more than one girl, if this girl right here doing her thing, he's more focused on her. He won't focus on her. He might have his other little bitches, but if he know you the one got them doing your thing, he gonna be focused more on you. On the real.
I don't understand that because, okay, say you're doing all this for a guy, this and that, cooking, cleaning, you know, having good sex with him, blah, blah, blah. Niggas still gonna cheat regardless.
That is true.
Just because they got that one good, because they feel like they got this one good female at home, they ain't gonna do nothing. But then they end up running to females like me, that it's gonna be like, you know what, this is what we not gonna do. You're not gonna have no.
You know what I'm saying? Once you've already, once you got the best that you don't chase down and you got it, you get tired of it. And then you start looking over there at the other like the grass is green, and that's how your ass end up fucking cheating.
No, I'm saying. What I'm talking about, like, is guys that, like, you do all for at home, and then they still go out and do all this and do that with other females.
Know what I'm saying? Like, they just get tired of the... It becomes regular to them. Yeah. Once it becomes regular, everyday thing, like, you could be doing the freaky porn star shit, and that motherfucker will still, some kind of way, become bored with it, and then it's just same thing. Now it's your drug. You're smoking gas all the fucking time.
Nope.
You get numb to it. You just like, oh, okay, whatever. And then you start looking over here at the grass is greener than mother's kid, and that's how you get fucked up every time.
Exactly. Nope. See, you fucking up right then. I'm gonna tell you. Guys, that listen to this podcast, man, don't be mad at me. I'm gonna tell you something. You don't give all you can give that first time. Maybe a third time, if she fuck around and pull some rabbits out of the fucking hat on your goofy ass, and you don't know how to respond, that motherfucker will keep her. She'll keep her. Now, what you do is, what you do is, you goddamn, if she pulls some shit on your ass in the first time y'all fuck, you don't accept it. See if she gonna pull it the second time after y'all fuck, but. If it's a real chick, she gonna pull it until goddamn you done made her so interested in you that goddamn the second or third time y'all fuck that she goddamn do her fucking thing. Then you get to the point where you cutting off all your bitches.
What? You know what? I ain't gonna When niggas fuck up, the best sex they give you when they know they done fucked up is makeup sex.
Oh my god!
You just like
where you get this dick from? Like, hold on, this ain't really you right now. Oh, so you making up? Okay.
But Destroyer, I must. Now I'm just gonna say, Destroyer, I must be a fake bitch because I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna get it good on the first time. Because guess what? If that dick trash, I won't be fucking again.
Damn.
So, let me ask you a question, right?
I mean, you got at least two times.
Okay, let me ask this question while it's on the back of my mind, please.
Okay.
Okay, so Cashmere. You ain't never had trash sex one time and then tried it again just to see if it was really trash. Or was he just playing the first time? You get what I'm saying?
Girl, that's when I was young and numb and didn't know shit about sex.
Now that I know, no, sir.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I have done it before, and I promise you, the first time it be trash, but the second time it's just like, this, like he be thinking in his head, I know it was trash, so I just gonna make it up to him, show what I really got.
I gotta like you to give you like your personality to give you another chance. And usually your penis ties into the whole package of the equation of how I'm gonna come back. And once I find out that you kill the fantasy, I'm like, oh, okay. Cause let me say this, size is not a thing to me. It does not matter. I don't have some 4 inches in my life, and they have been all up inside of my guts, had me like, I like the fuck. God damn, that must be a definite grower. The fuck? So that does not matter. You can have a damn carrot, a baby carrot. Shit, you know how to work that motherfucker. We can get it.
Girl, you the only one that understand my pain. Like, all anybody else I'm cool with say so what, as you want to say. They be like, girl, I want the biggest thing and all this and that. No. Baby, I need my little walls.
We ain't throwing hot dogs down the hallway. Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that.
Man.
I seen this one post that said, guys, just to let you know, 9 inches is not big or whatever the fuck they said. And I'm just like, shit, I feel like a fucking amateur compared to some people.
The fuck you talking about? Let me just say that I had one dude. We had been feeling each other for some years, and I finally tried, you know, go ahead and, you know, invite him over. And he had some boxer briefs, and he was a long ass boxer briefs, and he's a tall man. It's that he like 6'2". Now, you know, the song, I ain't never been with a baddie. If that was a thing back in the day, that would have been playing in my head, because once it started growing, that shit touched your stupid feet. I seen it, baby. I had to make it out of the park. He left like a gentleman would. He was walking down on the stairs, and he was about down into the landing. It just kept my car back, and I said, no, man, just come back in. So I gave it a go. I ain't never had a motherfucking brow into this nigga. I ain't never. Now, let me tell you, that shit was getting good. And I had my legs and the standard layback because I'm scared. And he taking it slow. This motherfucker growled and said, I can't do it right.
Wow.
Just melted that like the fuck, take it off. When he did that shit, this something I don't do. With my legs went to the back of my head, out my head. Oh yeah, you get this. You get this. That shit right there. That shit right there.
Girl, woo. Let me tell you my experience with a higher of a bigger size. This was recent, actually. This was probably like around November-ish. So it's this short guy. I know he was shorter than me, but he was probably like, I'm 5'8", 5'7". He was like 5'6", or something like that. Maybe like an inch shorter than me. So I know he pulled his pants down, and I looked. I'm like, where the fuck that's going to go? When I say I had to tap my wine so hard, I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing in this situation. Like, he was a cool guy. Me and him had a whole conversation, talked, watched a couple of movies. Then when he pulled that shit, I was like, what am I doing with that, though? It was too much.
I wasn't expecting that. He wasn't expecting all of that.
Girl, he was so... Cause I know short guys, they can be in between, but... It was just like, girl, I was confused. I'm just sitting here like, why are they gonna go though?
Girl, all his height went to his penis, so that's it went to his third leg.
And I took it, and I promise you, I was down there for the crown. I'm just like, oh my fucking God, maybe I need to start talking to guys with this, but I like guys with that. But I didn't. I was too intoxicated to even like realize it anyway. But yeah, if I was sober, he would have had to go. I'm sorry.
Damn, so you gonna put him out?
If I was sober, hell yeah.
You already knew.
That motherfucker was down longer than him.
You been tell your ass up. And you knew
that
it.
Motherfucker was longer than him. I'm just sitting here looking like this is not normal.
Okay.
This is not normal.
That's not hanging for walls. Don't nobody want no loose walls.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. So let me ask y'all both a question. Do size matter?
I do. Yes. Say size doesn't matter.
It does for me. I like my little small ones. I'm sorry. I don't want no humongous. I don't want all that extra shit. Like, I understand it's some females that like the biggers, whatever.
Now, you do realize you just put every nigga you ever talked to out there like that, right?
The guy I was with was uncircumcised, but he was very clean. Like, a lot of people judge uncircumcised penises or whatever, but as long as he's clean, you straight.
Yeah. Girl, I was judging for years too until I met one.
Girl.
My first run-in one was a horror show, so I was like, fuck no. I'm gonna tell y'all this story and don't judge me because I thought my coochie stank.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
So, sorry, this damn. I can't laugh right. Ever since I had COVID, every time I laugh hard, I get those smoker coughs. So, look. So, we met. I met him with like a group of his friends, and we hung out for a weekend. And then all his friends went back to their respective places. And he invited me over to his room. And I was like, oh, okay. So we just hanging out. Not doing nothing. Just chilling, getting to know each other. Innocent shit. And then I kind of get curious on what it looked like. Because then, as long as I hung out with somebody, I ain't trying to get my booty. So, and now my little hot ass. But the thing is, cause we just hanging out in the underwear, not doing nothing. I go pee. And I make sure everything's good. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get some of this mouth. I come back. And I was a big tease back then. Like, I would tease the hell out of you before I did anything. And so, like, kissing on his belly. And I smell something. And it smelled like bad coochie. So I get up and I go back to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom like 15 damn times trying to figure out like what is that? I did not know what the smell was. We don't did all the makeout sessions, all the dry riding and shit, and the thing is hard. And I finally take it out of this boxer briefs and see it. And it's uncircumcised. I'm like, wow. So, I do my little kissing because if you ever had a female cane kiss right in between your pelvis area, your hip and your pelvis, yeah. That shit right there, that do something to your ass. That motherfucker foot be yanked.
Yeah.
So I was doing that and I smelled it to me. I was like, so I had smelled his dick.
it was his dick.
So I'm like, what the fuck? So I go get a towel, wipe the dick off, I wash it. Maybe it's that. Maybe it feels like.
No.
See, so we had to talk about that, and I was just like, how about we make this a competition to see who gonna wanna fuck who first? We talked for like a year. And basically, we just became friends because I was just like, this sex shit cannot happen. Your penis.
Well, hold on. His dick smelled?
His dick smelled like a bad coochie. I thought my coochie stank. Like, that's how bad his dick, like, big fuck. Like, it smelled like a foul coochie. So,
For years, I thought uncircumcised penises were not talking to anybody once they told me that. Like, cut off until I met somebody who changed the game. That motherfucker was a grower, not a shower.
See, the guy I was with for 3 years or whatever. Now, see, remember we talked about earlier about how guys like take longer. This mm-hmm. guy will literally be in the shower for a while, dry it. Like, they really got to pull the skin back and dry it off, like, all type of shit. But he was the cleanest guy that I've ever met. And I liked that because he was already uncircumcised. So you really got to be extra clean to be uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
But not, it's going to smell like that. It's going to smell like that because you got extra skin. You got all this shit going on. Like, yeah.
So every time you pee, it just stays in there. The fuck? Mm-mm.
Hey, that was nothing but seasons. That was nothing but seasons.
Can you shut the fuck
up? It's thank you.
That was seasons.
How? How, Sway? How?
All I'm saying is, you know what though? Not only uncircumcised guys are actually way cleaner than guys that like
are
because I just smell some bad ones that, yeah, was.
I'm gonna say not all.
You don't want to mention that one, huh?
I don't want to stay. They ain't gonna talk about the one I like. I want to get that one again. I ain't gonna lie.
Besides, got clean his cells properly, like they're supposed to, pull the skin back, whatever. They're fine. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
you take the one in the back.
Let me tell you a story. Okay, so it was this little sneaky link that I had. And I was going to let me head and everything or whatever because he gave me head. So I feel like, you know, returning the favor. And when I say his stuff was so musty.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, you know what? I promise you, I was so humble with it. I promise you, I had to close my nostrils and everything with it, but I didn't see him no more after that. Like, you're not finna come over here musty dick and think you finna, that's gross. I don't like no smell.
Now, Boosie had some good lines that I took into the bedroom with me, and he said she liked to clean that dick. So back in the day, she take the time to clean that dick.
You the queen, the dick?
Yeah, before I used to screw with you, I had to clean it. Take the
booty.
You are a trooper.
I had to like him because you're the real MVP on that one.
For real.
Hey, when I was younger, that's just something I did because I like how Boosie said that shit in them song. Like, she liked to clean that dick. I like that. I'm gonna do that. So when I started screwing, that's what I would do. I would do it beforehand and after. Now my man's like, shit, you better get your ass up and get your own fucking time.
That motherfucking wagon. Bitch, I'll point you to the towel. They right there, right in the closet. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with me.
Hey, that's real. Hey, that's love right there. Mm. Yeah. Hey, she said she clean that motherfucker.
Yeah. You know what? So Cal, when my ex or whatever, after me and him had sex, because so he wouldn't catch no like anything, because like I said, he was uncircumcised. I used to wipe him off and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, but
I knew that if he had my like whatever on him, unless he slept in it, which I like. But that's the best thing ever, like when you sleep in somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about it, but yeah, it kind of drives me a little psycho.
Yeah.
So I know. You know what I like to do? I like to get them when they're like mildly soft. When they're like mildly hard, and start getting it, and that shit grow inside of you. That's a whole nother thing. When they go to sleep at you, I'm like, oh yeah, I got this ass. Ooh, we finna wake up. 3 minutes.
Hey, you put your head like on the side of the pillow or whatever, kind of throw it back a little bit. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna make you real comfortable. Real comfortable. Let me make sure everything's in place for you, because shit, we finna start again.
I'm gonna tell y'all, both of y'all toxic as fuck.
Ain't nobody
toxic.
Both of y'all.
Like, both of y'all. Y'all are bad. Use your powers for good. Y'all use your powers for evil.
Good nuts.
Hey, blame my ex. Turned me into a nipple. I'm trying to get over this shit. Like, me and him was going round for round. And I was so confused. I was like, I ain't never had this before. I'm so used to working all the time.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, he helping me out. I'm helping him out. We're doing each other. Whatever.
Y'all feel like y'all use y'all powers for evil.
You know what? You don't know how to handle no good coochie and good screwing. That's your fault, okay? Look, tender dick. You don't judge us for doing our job. Right?
Ain't no tender dick. I'd have been there. So I'm sticking up for all my listeners that had ran across some women that use their powers for evil.
No, we don't.
What did I say earlier?
A nigga finna give you some good ass dick and then just finna go on by his bed is like, it's okay. No. I'm gonna get you sprung just like you got trying to get me sprung. We both gonna be two sprung motherfuckers.
Cause I'm out here on dope right now trying to get over some fucking body. Now that sounds like somebody using their powers for evil. Hey, I had to tell that motherfucker got me around here scratching my damn neck. We get around each other.
I'm gonna tell you something. Pussy is powerful as fuck. Pussy is powerful. Y'all don't realize what y'all got between y'all legs, but pussy is powerful as fuck. It always has been. Always. And goddamn, depending on what nigga y'all fuck with, if it's a nigga that always getting pussy, different pussy, he gonna know what pussy was the bomb. Even if he started fucking off and started doing this, doing that, if y'all know what I'm saying, he gonna always know what pussy was the bomb. And goddamn, y'all, what y'all saying, goddamn, that shit right there was goddamn evil as fuck.
Okay, one, I have never used my coochie to manipulate somebody into doing what I want them to do.
So you never?
I've never used my vagina to get money out of somebody. You do that shit on your own free will. I've never used my vagina to get any kind of gifts of a sort from a person. So I've never used it for evil, as you call it. If you want to do that, you're going to do that on your own free will and volition, not with any prompting from me in my vagina. So there is no evil intent over here. I'm just trying to enjoy your body the same way you're trying to enjoy my body.
Yeah, that's real. I feel that. But I just feel like there's a lot of women that be using their shit for evil.
That's them. You know why? Because they probably dipped and had an experience where they found out, hell, you can give all your heart and soul. Same with men. All your heart and soul. You find out who you fucking with ain't shit. So you might as well get what you can out the ass. I think I'm about to hit on that ass too. Hell, I'm on the I don't give a fuck now. Fuck you. Which is why I'm going to keep saying, I ain't got shit to offer you. Don't see crying, come on over here.
I ain't got shit to offer, guys. But I'm gonna tell you this right here, man. We've been on this motherfucker a while now, so we're gonna have to close this episode and get you back on another one.
Yes, sir. I got a whole text me right now. I gotta go.
You gotta go. Man, that's a real shit. I really enjoyed y'all. Y'all too, man. Man, y'all motherfuckers been going in on this motherfucker. And y'all been enlightening people on women. And I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it and shit. So I'm hopefully I can get both of y'all on this episode again. I'm going to have to. That's going to be my thing. You know what I'm saying? You held by yourself. You held by yourself. You know it. And you know you
are. I like Miss Red. She a sweet lady.
Oh, she's sweet.
She's sweet. Cause you know what? I'm going to have to learn some of them tricks around here. You got that motherfucker putting rocks up on his nose. When I get ready, well, if I ever get ready, I need to use some of them tips.
Hell yeah.
I just had niggas hiding in bushes. The fuck? This, she had nigga putting rocks.
Hey, C-Max your energy. I promise she does. But before we leave only one way.
Yes,
only
sir.
And that is, we gonna say in, out, gone. And goddamn. And we gonna keep it like that because y'all motherfuckers is crazy, bro. On some real shit, I have to get y'all on another episode, and you are 3 in a row. You are legendary right now, baby. You are legendary. Cashmere, you are legendary, and I love that. I promise you, I love that. I love it. Y'all giving that energy, bro, and I love it. So I'm gonna have to get y'all motherfuckers on another episode again. I have to, because the people will love it. Cause I love it. If I love it, the people will love it. That's real shit, man. That's real shit, man. Hey, for all my listeners out there, I want y'all to give thanks to Miss Cashmere, which I'm gonna get her on the episode again because she is a real one. And I'm also gonna give Miss Red on another episode because she's a real one as well. Two real ones.
I love her.
Yes, Miss Red plus Cashmere. Man, that is money. That is money. But we finna leave this motherfucker because we way past the time we need to be on this motherfucker. So we gonna say in, out, gone.
All right, ready?
Ready.
I'm gonna just say this: A1, AA, AAA, in, out, gone.
In, out, gone, and we out of here.